We love bringing you Bulls Beat. We're going to bring you a lot more sports when it comes to basketball season starting, in a month or so. And then after that, all heck breaks loose in a good way, because it's going to be, I probably think, every single sport at the school taking place, and the ones that we call play-by-play for, especially. Well, football won't be going on in 2021, but at the same time, men's and women's basketball, men's and women's soccer, volleyball, baseball, softball, seven sports that we do broadcast live of all at the same time. So not only the live broadcasts on Bulls Unlimited and Bulls Unlimited 2, but of course, Bulls Beat, with more highlights, more things to talk about, coaches and student athletes to speak to. So this is going to be the show that only gets busier and busier. Brian Gregory, by the way, love the stuff that the men's basketball Twitter feed is doing with the top 10 moments of the Brian Gregory era. They showed about a minute of a video clip from that win against UCF. Does remind me that particular game was the first in our countdown of the best 19 or 20 games of 1920. It was chosen by yours truly as the 19th best game of the year, and you can hear those in order on Bulls Unlimited 2. We'll also toss in every now and then an honorable mention game and or a game that aired 1 year ago today, like this coming Thursday, the one-year anniversary of the men's soccer dramatic tie against FIU. But thankfully, the best of 1920 will be put to bed in about a month, as we'll actually have games from 2021 to bring you. While I'm thinking of Brian Gregory, you got to check out the quote that they put out from John Rothstein, who covers the game nationally, and actually it gives you a link to his story on collegehoopstoday.com. Five teams that should be vastly improved this season. North Carolina's in there, Miami is in there, and here's what he wrote about the Bulls. Alexis Yetnis' season-ending knee injury pushed the Bulls' trajectory back a season, but they're still on track to be one of the best teams in the American Athletic Conference. With Yetna now healthy, Brian Gregory has an all-conference caliber player up front to feature in the pivot. Veteran guard David Collins headlines a strong returning nucleus that includes four of South Florida's top six scorers from last season. Top 100 freshman Caleb Murphy is an impactful newcomer and could push for a starting spot. On the heels of a 14-win season, the Bulls have the requisites to be in the NCAA tournament discussion in 2021. I would love to put them in the discussion and just discuss it in general. Now let's hear some discussion from the football radio show. And I thought this was great again. And listen, as we are kind of trained to do as broadcasters a little bit, you don't want to just come out and say, hey, coach, say something negative about this, because it's not nice. And you want to sort of ease into some questions, but you don't have to wear the kid gloves. I've learned that about Jeff Scott. In fact, a couple of times on this show, you could tell it was a difficult subject matter, and he practically wanted to answer the question before it was completed. In this case, the absolute lack of pass rush for the Bulls.
We really haven't been close, to be honest. We did have an opportunity right there, and that was one of the plays we showed our guys. It was maybe third and nine there on their second to last drive when they went down and scored, and we had Dwayne free right there in front of the quarterback, sack him. They're going to punt it to us. I believe maybe they were up maybe one at the time, and we're going to drive down and either score a touchdown or kick the game-winning field goal. And we were right there to make the play, and we just, you know, didn't make it. And I know Dwayne, he makes that play 9 times out of 10. And so that's – you got some of your best players, right? Our quarterback on offense turning the ball over, and you know, one of our leaders on defense not finishing a play, and you know, those are the things that you have to learn from. And I have a lot of faith in both of those young men that they'll be able to correct that. But yeah, you know, we just gotta you know, when we do get opportunities to win at the line of scrimmage and to get back there to the quarterback, we've got to, you know, make those sacks count. There was a couple times that maybe we had an opportunity and just didn't finish.
Love the math here on how many plays were winning plays, but how the ones that weren't made the difference, and how there's not much of a margin right now to have those plays number as much as they are.
Very disappointed, really more disappointed for our players than I am disappointed in our players, because I really felt like that was going to be our day and our opportunity. Because they've been working extremely hard, and they've been doing a lot of things that we've asked them to do. And, you know, I think, you know, a really good moment in that game that told you about this team right now, where they are mentally, is, you know, we're on the road. We've got off to a poor start to our season. We're 1-3. We're, you know, 13-point underdogs. We go out there, and the first 7 minutes of the game, we're down 10-0. You know, and a lot of teams in that position, you know, would have just said, hey, here we go again. You know, it's not our day. And our guys continued to fight and, you know, got all the way up to where we had an 11-point lead. And unfortunately, you know, I met with the team yesterday and went through everything. We had 210 plays in the game, and I would say probably 175 of those plays were winning plays for the USF Bulls. But unfortunately, there was about 10 or 11 plays in that game that really ended up being the difference. And right now where we are as a team and as a program, our margin of error is really small, right, when you're trying to get over the hump. And, you know, I think the biggest thing offensively is the three turnovers, and not just the fact that we turned the ball over three times, but exactly where it was on the field. We had opportunities on third down multiple times to get off the field. And whenever we didn't wrap up and make the tackle, or we weren't where we were supposed to be, and they continued to move the ball, then they scored touchdowns. And, you know, at the end of that kind of game, it comes down to 2 points. There's a lot of plays going back. But, you know, overall, you know, I think we took a step forward as a program and as a team. I think we're getting closer. And, you know, it's just really down to those final details to be able to get over that hump.
And speaking of details, he was not afraid to lay those out with his team, get everything out in the open. I love this.
That's a tough one. You know, sometimes those hurt worse than the ones where you get blown out or something. But when you're really in the game and you really feel like you executed the majority of the game in order to win, and as hungry as this team has been for a win, you know, that one really hurt our guys and hurt our staff. But, hey, we got a quick week, right? We don't have time to sit there and, you know, think about what if and what we could have done. You know, really, yeah, yet we came in yesterday evening and watched the corrections and talked about that and just said, hey, let's be honest. Let's look at it. Let's see the reason that we lost the game. Let's don't think big picture and all the other things that may be said out there. Let's point out exactly what the difference was, and let's learn from it, and then let's move on and let's apply it, because we're going to be in that same situation later, you know, hopefully this week and in our second half of the season. And we want to finish in a different way than we did last Saturday.
And a couple of roster notes courtesy of the coach when he was speaking about the effectiveness up the middle of running backs like Johnny Ford and Kelly Joyner against Temple. He also reiterated the need and the desire to have a bigger back, confirming that a candidate has been moved.
You know, I feel really good about what we're getting out of Johnny Ford and Kelly Joyner. You know, I'm just really looking for one of the bigger backs to really step up. We need, you know, Darren Felix continues to be injured, and he hasn't been able to be out there with us. Leo Parker is a guy that's coming on that I think is getting really close. And then we also moved Jacquez Evans to running back on Wednesday last week.
First and 10 Bulls, but they're back at their 5-yard line. Omarion Dollison in motion. They hand it off and running it up the middle. And again, a good first down gain of 5 yards. And that was Jacquez Evans out of the running back position, picking up 5, the former quarterback. The current defensive back, kick returner, been a jack of all trades, and they picked up 5 there.
So hopefully with another week to get ready, we'll be able to see one of those bigger guys kind of step forward and really give us the compliment that we need to go with Ford and Joyner.
No relation, Daquan Evans was getting a lot of run on Saturday, something that our own Sam Barrington noticed, and he wanted to ask the head coach, you know, was he taking basically some of Mike Hampton snaps?
Yeah, Daquan Evans was probably one of the bright spots of the game, and he had some really nice pass breakups. I think you saw him play more this past week. We had a package where we moved KJ Sales into nickel to be able to cover because they had some talented slot receivers, and just felt like getting an extra cover guy in the middle would really be able to help us. So we did have some packages where Mike and Daquan Evans were on the outside and KJ was over the slot. And then also maybe about halfway through the game there, we lost Mike. He got got banged up and was really out pretty much the remainder part of the game. And so that, you know, that is one benefit with Daquan being able to play earlier in the game. You're not taking somebody cold kind of off the sideline, but that's good because, you know, both KJ and Mike are seniors that are going to be probably moving on. And so it's really good to see someone like Daquan Evans step up. And then also freshman Ben Knox is getting some experience as well on special teams. And he's a guy I think that has a bright future for us.
And a couple of clips from the guests on the show. Of course, Jeff Scott's always a guest on the show. Kind of needs to be on there and does a great job. Always an assistant coach in this case, talking about his safety room, Wes Neighbors.
Well, the thing about it is what you just said, we have positions in our defense that kind of allow them to play to their strengths, right? And, you know, not having that spring and all that, we're you know, it took a little bit to kind of put the pieces exactly where they needed to go. And I think, you know, we're starting to get to that. You know, unfortunately, Makai and Bentley, they've been out a few games. Now they're coming back, and we're getting back to that kind of full strength type deal to where we can actually have our pieces where we want them to be. And the good thing about it is these guys have been around each other for a long time, right? So there's really good buy-in in the room. You know, they ask really good questions, really good they take good notes. And it's fun to be around them. They got some good personality. You know, they keep you on your toes and in the meeting room and out there on the field. But it's been fun. They love the game, which is what that part makes it easy for me. Because, you know, I'll tell you, one game, Smoke, Vincent Davis was down. Like, he couldn't finish the game and ended up coming. I mean, he came out to practice. I mean, he's got, like, he looked like RoboCop out mm-hmm. there, man. I mean, he had a knee brace on. He had an elbow brace on. He had stuff all over the place, but the guy came out there and he was like, I'm practicing, because he wanted to play. And there's just, and he played. You know, Nick Roberts goes down with the groin at the end of the Cincy game. I mean, works his tail off in rehab, comes back the next game to play. That type of toughness, that want to, that these guys have, that's something that, you know, you can't teach necessarily. They got to have it, and our group has that. Like, I mean, and then talking about Makai and Bentley, I mean, these guys, you know, they're active. Like, Bentley traveled last week, you know, wasn't able to play in the game, but the dude was locked in on the sideline getting these guys up because, he wanted to play. That's stuff that you can't teach. And right now, I'm just extremely blessed to have a position group that we have right now. Really think that we're taking that next step and that next level, get to that next level that we want to be at.
And again, if you get a chance to listen to the whole replay, his portion is the third segment, about halfway through the show. What he said about being a player at Alabama and, of course, working with Nick Saban after he graduated, it's pretty incredible. And here's a great member of his safety group, Makai LaPointe.
I think it's great. You know, Mike's from Tampa, Bentley's from Tampa, and then I came in with Bentley and Nick. So that was a good thing right there we had going on. And then Smoke, Vincent Davis came in when he was a freshman and he played, so he's basically in our class. And then KJ just came, he's from Tampa as well, so it's all really cohesive.
Coach Scott has his weekly press conference every Tuesday, so you'll hear some clips from that on Wednesday, along with a couple of the members of the team as well. A member of the men's tennis team coming up next, along with some news. It's kind of what we do here on Bulls Beat. Stay tuned.